6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, January 30th, 2025 edition. Got a interesting story pulled up. MERS News Service doing some polling already as to who would be a good potential Republican governor field. Kind of an interesting perspective. Couple of names here that I really didn't expect to see. MERS News Service, according to a poll released by Harbor Strategic Public Affairs yesterday morning, showed that current Congressman Representative John James from Shelby Township has a 40-point lead in a hypothetical Republican gubernatorial primary, despite no formal intention to run, James got 46% of the vote from a pool of 1,000 most likely Republican voters. Okay, stop right there. Did any of you get called? Did any of you get a text message asking you to click on this link to go to a poll? Did you get an email asking you anything about this governor's race? Well, here's the thing. We, for a fact, I can almost guarantee the majority of you, if I ask you to actually text me Y for yes, N for no, whether or not you got polled, I don't really even want to waste my time because I know the answer. I didn't get a poll. Vicky didn't get a poll. I know many of you, most of you, probably all of you didn't get a poll. But 1,000 most likely Republican voters. Okay, exactly where did they get these people? I have no idea. Doesn't say. Well, right now, the Senate Majority Leader, Eric Nesbitt, Senator from Lawton, Michigan, a farmer, family man, the only announced candidate in the Republican field, was the poll's runner-up at 6%. Do you think these people are trying to push John James to run for governor? Absolutely. 46%. Second place comes in at 6%. The number is 6% higher than the 0% he received in October, according to Mitchell Research and Communications Survey. So by making his announcement, he's gone up 6 points. This is just a snapshot in time, but the data indicates that John James would start off as the unquestioned leader of the Republican primary if he enters the race, said CEO and chief strategist at Harbor Springs Public Affairs, John Selleck. Do you think John James has hired Harbor Strategic Public Affairs to possibly be his political consultant? Do you think that's possible? James is also being talked about as being a potential U.S. Senate candidate with the announcement that Gary Peters this week is not running for re-election in 2026. Political consultant Stu Sandler, a real scumbag piece of human crap, who has worked with James in the past, said the poll shows James is in good standing in whatever statewide primary race he's going to be in. He's going to be in? Are you letting the cat out of the bag, Stu, with the slip of your lips? In whatever statewide primary he's going to be in. He went on to say he's probably the strongest Republican that can run for any of these seats. Former Attorney General Mike Cox, who is seriously considering a run, earned 4%. Previous 2022 gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke, businessman from southeastern Michigan area, got 3%. Former House Speaker Tom Leonard got 1%. And 35% of the respondents remained undecided. Interesting, the previous nominee, Tudor Dixon, and the total rhino failure, Mike Rogers, were not included in the survey. Nor should they be. Tudor, go back to the private sector. Rogers, don't ever come back to Michigan again. You're living in Florida. Stay there. Enjoy your retirement. When Nesbitt announced his entry into the race earlier this month, he has since raised $1 million for his campaign. Cox, on the other hand, announced an exploratory effort late last year. James, Rinke, and Leonard have sent varying degrees of signals about potential interests of running for governor, but none of the three have made any formal moves towards that effort. I guess in full disclosure, this John Selleck guy from Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, he worked for Mike Cox back in 2010 when he ran his failed effort against Rick Snyder, Mike Bouchard, Pete Hoekstra, a few others. However, in the previous poll by Mitchell, James was only at 28%, Dixon was at 27%, Rinke remained at 3%, Leonard had 0%, and Nesbitt had 0%. That was done on October 3rd of 2024. The problem I have with these people, and who am I talking about? John James has been all over the place. He ran for U.S. Senate and lost. He lost other races before finally becoming a congressman for Shelby Township, my home township, my home county of Macomb. But he's been a legislator. He claims that his business background is the background needed to be a CEO, possibly to be a governor. But on the other hand, now he's looking at the Senate. A U.S. senator is a legislator, is not a CEO, does not run the state like a business. He legislates from Washington for the state. Mike Cox, former attorney general. Former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. Okay, I'm not interested in any of these people. Current State Senator Eric Nesbitt. I want a businessman. A businessman. I did not say businesswoman, Tudor. I said a businessman. I want a man to be the governor of the state of Michigan, a strong businessman, a strong fiscal conservative, a strong constitutional conservative, somebody who can come in and fix this state very much like what Donald Trump is doing to America from Washington, D.C. I want a leader I want somebody with a backbone. I want somebody with new ideas that is going to come in and fix the state of Michigan. It is broken, and it must be fixed. And I'm not interested in any legislator. Anybody from the swamp of Lansing, not interested. So basically, out of the list so far, the only businessman I see that's never been a politician serving in Lansing is Kevin Rinke. And I'm not convinced on him just yet either. He's got some hoops to jump through. And if he can't jump through them, well, then I'm not going to support him. It's that simple. Not going to be sweet talked. I'm not going to be given, you know, a kiss and a promise. No, those days are over. So we'll see where this goes. Let me ask you guys. Out of all the lists on this supposed poll, Congressman John James, who ran for Senate, might be running for it again. Eric Nesbitt, the current senator. Former Attorney General Mike Cox, former candidate businessman Kevin Rinke, former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard. Would you guys support any of those? I'm not asking you to tell me which one you would support. I'm asking, yes, I would support one of these guys, or and no, I wouldn't. Send me that. Or are you still wanting, like I am, somebody else to get into the race? If you don't text me a yes or no, you're with me. None of these guys I'm interested in at all. I would be a no for them at this point. The only caveat would be Kevin Rinke, and he only got 3% according to this poll. Again, I think this poll was paid for by John James. I think John James has reached out to this John Selleck guy and is considering using him as his political consultant to run his campaign. I'm not sure, but that's my educated guess. Final segment of hour number one, I'm going to give an update about Miss Vicky, what's going on with her. As she's actually probably in the operating room here shortly. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. As you all know, and I've asked for prayers starting last week, greatly appreciate that. Vicky had a surgery last week, brought her home from the hospital Friday late afternoon, spent the weekend together. We had a cardiac event they thought was as a result of the surgery. They thought perhaps there might have been a blood clot. That was ruled out. Well, right now, this morning, she's in a heart procedure. They're going to put a catheter up in there and look at her stents and look at her heart and see what's going on as to what triggered what we thought was a heart attack. About midnight yesterday, heading into Wednesday morning, I ended up calling the ambulance and they took her by ambulance to Munson Hospital. She had a cardiac event here at the house around midnight. I gave her an aspirin and a nitroglycerin pill that seemed to relax her, took away the pain that she was experiencing in her back and her arms and her jaw, which all those symptoms was exactly the symptoms she had when she had a heart attack back in 2007. But she's a fighter. But I'm definitely asking for prayers this morning as she goes through this heart procedure. I'm going to go and see her after the show. Then I'm going to be leaving to go to the county convention to participate here in Antrim County. And then I'm coming home and going back to bed. Haven't been able to sleep really well the last couple of nights. And hopefully we'll get good news this afternoon. The procedure went well. Heart issues have been resolved. And I'll hopefully be able to bring her home tomorrow. That's the plan. So if you want to say a prayer for us, we would greatly appreciate that. And I'll give you guys a field report probably tomorrow as to how the procedure went and when I'm going to be able to bring her home. So thank you. I got a few people texting me that. Thank you for those messages. Thank you for those prayers. Mike downstate. Not so sure about John James. I get a Rhino vibe from him. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. No, I want a non-establishment, true conservative deal maker who shoots straight and is not afraid to hurt people's feelings. If they are standing in the way of getting things done, get rid of them. Sounds familiar? Donald J. Trump, baby. I've had people ask me to do it, and the answer is no. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, you got to open your campaign account with $1 million. That is absolutely critical. Number one, $1 million tells me that you have the ability to either raise the money or put your own money into your campaign account to get the train moving. If you can't do $1 million, don't even bother. Don't call me. Don't ask to be on the show. It's not going to happen. I'm sick and tired of these grassroots candidates that I've supported for years because they had good values, they had good principles, but they couldn't raise money. If you can't raise money, then get out of the race. Don't even think about it. I can't put $1 million into a campaign account, and I doubt seriously I could raise $1 million. Maybe I could, maybe. But I'm not going to do it because it would require me to completely disrupt my life. At this point, I'm not willing to do it. What I'm more willing to do is to vet these people, to dive into their campaign finance accounts, to get them on the air, to talk to them about the tough questions, the things that need to be done. Find the right person, the best person that we think we could get across the finish line, and then fight like heck to get them to win. I am sick and tired of these establishment rhinos, these politicians. Like Mike, I want a businessman. I want somebody to come in with bold ideas and take a bulldozer to Lansing, just like Donald Trump is doing to Washington, D.C. Telling federal employees, either get your butt back in the office, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, no more working from home, either get your butt into the office and do your job, or you're gone. You're fired. And he's even giving them a severance package, which I can't even believe. But because they have been budgeted to be in the budget until the end of this fiscal year, which is September 30th, he's going to continue to pay them. Mr. President, with all due respect, I love you. But dude, this is the end of January. And you're going to pay them through the end of September? Oh, and plus they're going to give them an extra little bonus for doing it. Whatever. Just get rid of these people. Save us a ton of money in the process. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols.